Have you ever thought about doing one of those endurance events to really test yourself and that takes you way out of your normal life and comfort zone? In 2014, Rachel Everett decided to ride her bicycle on her own from Broken Hill to Alice Springs. Rachel wanted to test her mettle and raise money for Lifeline after a friend of hers committed suicide. Now, in 2014, she didn't make it. She got sick and had to pull out. 2 years later, though, she set out again to cycle across the sand dunes and desert country of the outback. It took her 3 months. And she kept an audio diary of what she experienced. Here's an edit of the highlights and lowlights of Rachel on the road.
It is 3:38 a.m. and I'm currently camped out on the Silver City Highway. This will be my second night. The roads are closed. It's very slow going. Hopefully the rain will stop.
Day 11. I'm currently in Tibberborra after being pulled out of the mud.
It makes it hard cycling. It gets in the chain and yeah, it doesn't make for happy cycling at all.
I was awoken by the raven who had decided to give me an early wake-up call to tell me to get out of bed. Day 17. I cycled 48 kilometres.
The sun's setting and the earth is red. And there's lots of gum trees around, and the sky is purple on the horizon, and then pink, it comes up to pinky peach too, in the evening light blue. I hit sand dune country in the northwestern corner of New South Wales, and I just don't recognise it from 2014 when I was out here last on my first attempt to cycle from Broken Hill to Alice Springs. The sand dunes are covered in flowers, these yellow daisies. They're just so bright, and the roads on both sides of the road and covering sand dune after sand dune. It was really incredible, so pretty. There's a few zebra finches around. They sound like computers talking to each other. Someone told me today's Thursday. Okay, I'm gonna have my dinner now. I've been listening to music. Today I was listening to Midnight Oil.
All the people of different races, of different lives, in different places, it doesn't matter.
And I had chicken risotto for dinner. I was a bit skeptical because I made it a few months ago, dehydrated it, vacuum sealed it. Of course, all the rice and any sharp pieces of food punches the vacuum sealing pouch. So pretty much they all have air in them. But they're dehydrated so much that they haven't gone off, hence why I'm still alive, because I didn't get food poisoning.
Today is day 18. I feel a little bit scared. I've written in my book and I've talked to myself. I'm not scared of being alone out here. I'm scared of the next section. It's 118 kilometres of sand dunes. So I'm pushing all my own food and water. And I only have 97 songs of Metallica to get me through it. I know it sounds silly. And I don't want to cry because I don't want to use my toilet paper. But there's only so much toilet paper I can carry. And there's no going back.
G'day. Yeah, I'm just having a moment. It's hard work. Yeah, I do. Thank you. Thank you.
A very lovely couple stopped to check on me, and they gave me a cup of milk. They gave me a bar of chocolate, ham, and half a loaf of bread, a mandarin, two bananas, and an apple. Today is day 22. I am currently sitting inside my tent. The road is heavily corrugated and it is awful. It's so awful. My knees hurt, my back hurts. Now it's only 3:24 p.m. I'm going to actually get into bed.
The morning of day 23, it's 6:59 a.m. and I'm currently still in bed. It is 4 degrees outside. I found an unopened 1.5 litre bottle of water yesterday. It's like gold out here.
It's day 24 and I am on Cameron's Corner Road. I've walked 15.89 kilometres. And I know there's an end to it.
Today is day 26.
And how I would love to sit in a hot tub of water right now. Not just because it's cold, it's because my body needs to be cleaned. Nappy wipes for a shower in the afternoons, in the mornings.
Today is day 28. Yesterday I got off the end of Cameron Corner Road. Such a incredibly hard, physically and mentally hard challenge. I feel pretty amazing for it.
It is day 34 and it is 6:45 a.m.
And when I opened the zipper on my tent, there were 5 emus peering into my tent. And very inquisitive and very funny.
Today is day 35 and I feel like I'm in the desert. The heat's incredible. I also came across the slate country. I thought that I missed it, where rock formations just rise out of the landscape like the bucks of stegosaurus spines and run horizontal, maybe 20 kilometers deep to the south.
Day 36, I met another cyclist. Her name is Heika and she's from Iceland. She has been cycling for 2 years.
I think I asked her 100 questions and I was laughing and crying, and her response was very similar.
It is day 41 and I'm walking on the Udnadatta track. It's Gibber Plains. The Udnadatta track follows the Old Gun Railway. It's been windy the last few days. It was so strong that my tent was bending and touching my head. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hey, Kevin, all right?
Yeah.
Well, you're walking with the bike.
Yeah, just to rest up, but still moving. Headwind all the way. It's been pretty tough going.
It is, huh?
Yeah. And it's the Gibber Plains, so...
Beautiful. The rocks here, you find fossils everywhere. You're all right, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can get someone to pick you up.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of water?
Plenty of water. I've got about 17 litres. I've got heaps of food. I've got food for 26 nights.
Well, I'll be looking out for you then.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Shivering forest, where the shivering doves rest. But I had some messages from a fellow traveller who's on the road ahead, and through some grey nomads, he passed on a message to keep going. So here I am, home halfway from Broken Hill to Alice Springs. And that's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's an emotional roller coaster ride on that bike. Rachel Everett, halfway on her bicycle ride from Broken Hill, heading for Alice Springs. And she'll be back next time here in Life Matters with part two of this audio diary that she recorded on the way. Does she make it to Alice Springs? This story produced by Regina Botros.